I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, there's some national analysts that are saying that it's a buyer's market in the spring. We wonder whether or not the market's helter-skelter or not. We're not sure. So we're going to check in with Wade Regas, a local real estate consultant and economist. And Wade, we're counting on you to straighten this all out to make sure we're not in helter-skelter.
I don't think we're in helter-skelter. We got a lot of people buying houses and a lot of people wanting to sell houses, and the market overall is pretty balanced. There's not a lot of locations where there's a big excess supply of houses for sale, and there's also no longer the period we were in a couple of years ago where people were doing deals after just walking through the house once to get in front of the other potential buyers. So it's a balanced market.
So when we, there always seems to be a little bit of an uptick, I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, in the real estate market in the spring, because people, you know, kids are in school and they don't want to pull them out. And if they're going to make their move, they try to time it at that point in time. Is that what we would just expect to see at this point in time in this market now?
It's what happens every year. Households are trying to, if they have children and they have to change schools with the children on a move, then they're going to be motivated to get that move underway as soon as school is out, which is about now. That means they went in the market probably 2 months or so ago looking for a house, and the sellers may have been on the market a little longer than that, maybe 3 months in some cases, but it's pretty normal. And then we find buyers, and they go ahead and make their moves. And when they make their moves, then they let more people move. We call it a chain of moves, and it tends to happen from about April through September of each year.
Wade, Congress continues to play with this NFIP situation.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to ever create any stability. And I know, you know, the real estate folks have to give the warnings to prospective buyers. We're getting ready to enter into hurricane season. You better get
right.
Your coverage bound and all of that. And, you know, if you're this date and you're not getting there before the expiration, it could be a problem. Is that creating anxiety?
It certainly is. And it's sort of irrational. It's hard to argue that we aren't going to extend the flood insurance program. And if anything, enlarge it. It may be the cost prices for the insurance will adjust upwards. But the idea that we're fooling around with whether there'll be insurance or not is just politically not appropriate, I think. And so, yes, that is producing a lot of anxiety. And we also just had maps issued that show some people's flood zones got better and some got worse. So that also is creating some stress.
And just recently, it may have been yesterday, day before yesterday, Livingston Parish gets a letter from FEMA or one of the federal authorities about the way that they handled their flood situation, and it could create an issue for them up there. That just seems to add even more anxiety to all of this.
Well, it is. And remember, Denham Springs had a terrible flooding event that in retrospect, better designs and some things might have avoided. But when you don't have adequate pumping stations and you don't have the money to be able to create all the pumping stations you need, then we will have some areas that will be vulnerable to a future flood events without a hurricane. And I would point to Orleans Parish and the imperative that they've recognized now that they have to have all those pumping stations working properly, and they have to have electrical backup from energy that's readily available and kicks in just right away if there's a problem.
So we know that, you know, obviously infrastructure is very important to not only property values, but the prospect of being able to put your property back into the stream of commerce and get what you ultimately expect from it. Because, you know, the big for homeowners, one of the best ways for them to save money is to develop equity in their home, right?
Absolutely. Historically, it's always been the greatest source of equity for the most average income households, and that hasn't changed. And it only takes, a 3% or 4% rate of appreciation, and during a 30-year period, you know, you'll go doubling what the house is worth. And so it's certainly a great place to safely accumulate net worth. In a period when we have very low interest rates, so you can't do it very well through savings.
So when we look at the greater New Orleans metro area right now, what parish would you say that housing pricing is the most stable?
Most stable? I think of the larger markets right now, I'd look to Jefferson Parish. Although it had a nice run-up in price in the last 2 years. Or I'd look at Western St. Tammany, which is going up about the same as Jefferson. And Orleans has had this enormous run-up in price since 2010. And for a brief period, it has slowed down and pulled back a little. And now we're getting a resumption of price appreciation across most of Orleans Parish. So we don't have any areas right now where you'd point to and say, well, boy, that one's really inexpensive. On the other side of that, we're also not suddenly having explosively high rates of change in price.
So the future challenge when we think about loss of population for us here will be what?
Well, the loss of population is a problem, and we have to, the way to solve the problem, we have to generate much more job growth. Now, we had a great year last year. In 2018, we had almost 12,000 jobs gained in the metro market. It's one of the strongest job markets we've had in a decade. It slowed a little bit in the first half of this year, but it still looks like it can do 6,000 or so jobs during the full length of this year of 2019. But it's the jobs that drive the ability of people to buy houses, gives them mobility to decide where they want to live, gives them optimism about the future to make 30-year commitments. And so if we want to see holding on to households here and not losing them to other communities, it's important that we retain a healthy rate of job growth.
Absolutely. Wade Regas, real estate consultant, economist, thank you for the update on what we're facing at the present time. We really appreciate your time and have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too. I enjoy having the opportunity to give a little information to the public. Thank you.
All righty.
Take care.
We'll be right back. I want to check in with you guys, 260-1870 or text 870-870. We're going to have a couple of little interesting stories. The first is going to be about maybe the dumbest criminal ever. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.